On today's podcast, we're unpacking a whirlwind of cybersecurity developments, from Kaspersky's discovery of the Stjelka malware and looming financial crime surge, to the DDoS disruption of France's La Poste, Spotify's 300 TB music library breach, fresh Telegram phishing and infrastructure exploits, and the Christmas Day Trust Wallet extension hack. So buckle up for expert insights and defense tips you won't want to miss. Next up in Kaspersky News, we've got a roundup of major cyber threat findings and expert insights that no security-minded listener should miss. First, Kaspersky researchers have uncovered a new Stjelka malware family dubbed Stjelka, or sometimes Stjelka, which is masquerading as popular video game mods and pirated software. Once installed, Stjelka hunts for cryptocurrency wallet extensions, browser credentials, passwords, and other sensitive data, putting gamers and software pirates squarely in its crosshairs. Looking ahead, Kaspersky's threat intelligence teams warned that financial cybercrime is set to surge in 2025. We can expect steep growth in banking trojans, sophisticated ransomware campaigns, and fully automated attacks on banks, payment processors, and digital finance platforms. And with 2026 on the horizon, organizations should brace for more targeted extortion schemes, deeper supply chain infiltration, and further use of AI-driven attack tools. In other high-risk activity, Kaspersky great experts have dissected operations by the China-linked APT known as Evasive Panda. This group has been using DNS poisoning attacks to silently deliver their MGBot implant to victims in Turkey, China, and India. The team's detailed breakdown of the infection chain offers valuable indicators of compromise and mitigation advice for network defenders. On the defensive side, Kaspersky also released an assessment of its own CIEM solution in real-world infrastructures, outlining common deployment challenges and best practice workarounds to get the most out of security event monitoring. Meanwhile, their research into dark web marketplaces reveals an emerging parallel job market for stolen credentials and hacking services, where resumes, specializations, and even customer reviews drive criminal hiring. And with Telegram channel blocks on the rise, fraudsters are already migrating to alternative platforms, extending the lifespan of underground communities rather than shutting them down. That's your quick briefing from Kaspersky News. Stay tuned for more updates on the evolving threat landscape. Up next in La Poste News, we turn our attention to the major cyber incident that has rattled France's postal and banking services just before the Christmas rush. A pro-Russian hacker collective calling itself No Name Z057-Z016 has claimed responsibility for a distributed denial of service attack that knocked La Poste's websites, apps, and online banking platforms offline. Although French authorities say the group was partially dismantled earlier this year, investigators at the French Directorate for Internal Security, DGSI, are treating this breach very seriously. The attack caused widespread disruption to parcel tracking and online payments, prompting urgent contingency measures across the network. Physical mail deliveries continued, but customers reported difficulty checking shipment statuses and completing banking transactions. Over the holiday weekend, La Poste technicians worked around the clock to restore connectivity, and services began showing slight improvements. By midweek, most digital channels were back online, and La Poste has assured users that normal operations have resumed. Investigators remain on the case, examining server logs and tracing the DDoS traffic to identify any remaining threats. We'll keep you updated as more details emerge on the scale of the breach and any potential ties between No Name 057 and other cyber espionage networks. Coming up next in Spotify news, Spotify has confirmed a major breach after a pirate activist collective calling itself Anna's Archive scraped some 86 million tracks, nearly the entire Spotify catalog, along with their metadata. The group says it gained control of roughly 99.6% of audio files from the streaming app, then packaged everything into a 300 terabyte torrent and hinted at a public release to preserve culture. In response, Spotify has disabled suspicious accounts, launched an internal investigation, and alerted law enforcement. While no user personal data appears to have leaked, the incident raises fresh concerns around copyright, AI training on unlicensed music, and how platforms defend against mass scraping. Spotify insists it's patching vulnerabilities, reviewing its API safeguards, and working to restore full service and trust. Listeners needn't panic about their own login credentials, but the breach underscores the high stakes in securing massive digital libraries. Next up, in today's Telegram security headlines, we're seeing a flurry of alerts and updates that underscore just how critical it is to stay vigilant when messaging online. First off, multiple Russian cybersecurity outfits have flagged several phishing campaigns targeting Telegram users. Reports detail waves of fake login pages and malicious files sent via chat, with some attacks hitting hundreds of users in a single evening. Experts warn these schemes often arrive as spoofed security updates or links promising personal data leaks. Clicking on them can give attackers everything from your passwords to sensitive government IDs. Adding to the concern, researchers have uncovered a vulnerability in Telegram's infrastructure that could let bad actors block users from accessing the service altogether. In response, the company has rolled out new security measures, some specifically aimed at users age 14 and up, designed to filter out malicious links, tighten login procedures, and prompt stronger two-factor authentication. If you haven't already, enable these settings now and avoid public Wi-Fi hotspots or use a trusted VPN whenever you can. On the legal and enforcement front, Russian authorities are cracking down on channels that share leaked personal data. There's been at least one recent arrest tied to a group that traded citizen information, and prosecutors are debating tougher penalties for admins who facilitate these breaches. Meanwhile, a broader cyber incident involving state systems and the Telegram app remains under investigation, highlighting the tool's dual role as both a secure messenger and a potential attack vector. Finally, in the dark world of digital crime, Telegram-based crypto scam networks have ballooned to rival and in some cases outpace traditional dark web markets. These operations are laundering billions in fake ICOs and investment schemes. So if you're dabbling in crypto, double check every offer, confirm official channel IDs, and never rush into a deal that sounds too good to be true. That's today's roundup. Keep your software updated, question every unexpected link, and remember, staying safe on Telegram starts with staying informed. Up next, in Trust Wallet headlines. Here's what's unfolding around the recent security incident and its fallout. What happened? On Christmas Day, version 2.6 of the Trust Wallet Chrome extension was tampered with, leading to unauthorized withdrawals from hundreds of user wallets. Blockchain sleuths like ZackXBT flagged millions of dollars vanishing in ETH, BTC, TWT, and other tokens. Loss estimates range from just over $6 million to nearly $7 million in total stolen crypto. How it worked. The malicious extension update appears to have been premeditated, with a phishing domain also observed. Users reported that once they updated, funds were silently drained. Slowmist's CISO warned that developer machines or code repositories may themselves have been compromised, raising concerns about a possible insider or supply chain breach. Immediate response. Binance founder CZ Changpeng Zhao, who owns Trust Wallet, confirmed the hack, but assured users their losses will be fully reimbursed. Trust Wallet has committed to covering the full $7 million shortfall. Each week, an urgent investigation is underway. Affected addresses, about 2,596 in total, are being verified for compensation. Users are urged to upgrade to the newest audited extension release, V2.89, or switch to the mobile app. Broader implications. The incident highlights the risks inherent in self-custody browser extensions and the need for rigorous security hygiene on both user and developer ends. As on-chain analysts follow suspect wallets containing over $4 million in drained assets, the community is calling for stronger vetting of updates and transparency around potential insider threats. Stay tuned as Trust Wallet and independent researchers continue to probe the root cause and roll out patches, and keep your private keys safe. Thanks for tuning in. Stay vigilant online and don't forget to catch our next Cybersecurity Deep Dive, airing weekly.